It's time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, all the past episodes are archived as podcasts up on our website at kozt.com. Here's Joe Rogelski at the Coast News Desk.
All right, and with us this morning, William Lee, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center. And Dred just mentioned nutrition because also with us this morning, Dr. John Delgado for a health and nutrition report. Gentlemen?
Good morning. This is Will Lee calling on a Friday. Thank you all for allowing us to give an update again to the great people of Mendocino County and our coastline. One thing I'd like to mention first is that the hospital and the city of Fort Bragg are planning a local blood drive from the blood bank of the Redwoods will be up here in Fort Bragg. So we're going to be putting out requests for folks in our community to help us out and step up and donate blood. Fort Bragg has always been very helpful in donating blood throughout the years here, especially during the fires and all the other issues we've had. But the blood drive we're planning for Thursday, June 12th. It'll be in the gymnasium at City Hall, and we will have space for 70 blood donors. So that we're planning that. So next week we'll be sending out information for folks to make appointments to help the community by donating blood. Second thing is the Coastal Trail has been opened since Tuesday, and I haven't heard any reports of any real issues out there as far as congregating or people not distancing. We are recommending, of course, when you go out to the trail to have a face covering so that when you pass somebody on the trail or they come passing you, that cover your face and wait for them to go by, and then you can, of course, release your mask and breathe the fresh air that's available to us for free out there. So the trail is open. We did see a report this morning that the County of Santa Cruz has opened all of their parks and beaches, so hopefully that keeps Bay Area people in the Bay Area enjoying their beaches down there and not coming to Fort Bragg. So I'd like to turn this over to Dr. John Delgado. Dr. Delgado.
Yes, hi, good morning, and thank you. So we have been doing very, very well, as probably all are aware, in the county here regarding keeping it COVID-free. This social distancing and the protection with a face mask are key there. We're all looking forward to more testing, and the county has done some good testing on vulnerable populations and showing that there's a negative, there is no presence of COVID in those populations. So we're doing very well. A wonderful study came out of Japan showing that the forest, the evergreen forests, are very helpful in helping to support immunity. And so we should feel not only protected just based on our isolation, but based on the fact that we are actually bathed in this surrounding forest, which is actually a healing forest. So you could look up forest bathing, and we'll have a site on that on our Facebook page, but that continues to be important. We're also going to put information regarding some help for smoking cessation. Really so important to have the ability to celebrate the clean air that we so enjoy here fully and not have smoking contribute to what would be a risk for this virus. So keep healthy, have a great weekend, and enjoy the new ability to celebrate the outside.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks very much. And Will, I know you'll be back on Monday. I did want to mention that from now on, what we're going to do is the hospital's health reports will be Monday through Wednesday. And then we'll have the Mendocino Coast clinics on Thursday. And then Friday will be an open day. So it's going to be Monday through Thursday from now on for the Mendocino Coast health report. Thanks very much, gentlemen, for joining us today. Rogelski here from the coast.